a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday, April 23rd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, a few fluffy clouds, and 58 degrees.
A crash on I-15 in Murray. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Two Utahns are sentenced to serve in federal prison after scamming elderly people by claiming they could turn dirt into gold. Prosecutors say they took $8 million from their victims.
Federal prosecutors say Mark Tager and Matthew Mangum were joined by two Californians claiming they developed revolutionary breakthrough methods to extract gold from dirt. They told their victims they needed investors to help them get space and they needed money for labor, and they were promised their money would double in 12 months. Out of the $8 million taken, three went to possible legit business expenses, two went to pay for the telemarketers, and the last $3 million reportedly went to three of the scammers.
Prosecutors say two of the scammers met each other while serving sentences in federal prison. Police in Murray say a woman is dead after a stabbing. The woman has been identified as 34-year-old Melissa Wood. Police say she was found by police outside an apartment complex at 4400 Brick Oven Way. The suspect is a 16-year-old juvenile who's been taken into custody by police. It's not known what led to that stabbing or if the victim and the suspect knew each other. A vigil for a young street racing enthusiast at the spot where he was killed Sunday morning. Family and friends lit candles in memory of 24-year-old Dakota Enman. His fiancée, Amy Ford, says he loved street racing, whether it was in movies or video gaming.
But it was something that he enjoyed, and he enjoyed having people in his life and just being loved.
Ford says she attended the vigil to express sympathy for all victims of street racing. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. The Department of Justice says it's considering bringing more charges against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. They are looking into a 2017 incident where Chauvin knelt on a black teenager for 17 minutes. The videos reportedly showed the officer then hitting the teen in the head so hard that boy needed stitches. The teenager also complained of not being able to breathe as Chauvin knelt on him. A leading civil rights attorney is speaking out, saying it's unfortunate he's had to represent so many police shooting victims and their families. Ben Crump is filing a lawsuit over the deaths of two black teens shot and killed last November.
This is not communist China. This is not communist Russia. This is not Cuba.
The car that 18-year-old Sincere Pierce and 16-year-old Angelo A.J. Crooms were attempting to drive away in was reportedly mistaken for a stolen vehicle. Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking in support of the president's infrastructure bill today. She's at an electric cooperative in Plymouth, New Hampshire, addressing the digital divide.
Our kids can't be educated without broadband. You know, many of us grew up with, you know, if we had to do our homework and need some help, we could look at Encyclopedia Britannica.
GOP leaders are calling for $568 billion in their own infrastructure bill. President Biden's infrastructure plan is over $2 trillion. The president's climate summit is still underway at the White House. The president opened day two of the summit by expressing hope that climate change can provide a forum for countries to work together.
I'm very heartened by President Putin's call yesterday for the world to collaborate and advance carbon dioxide removal. And the United States looks forward to working with Russia and other countries in that endeavor.
Yesterday's program included the surprising inclusion of China and Russia, with whom the U.S. has been working. Other national stories we are following for you this half hour. The clock is ticking for that submarine that is still missing with 53 people on board. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has the latest.
Indonesian Navy ships still frantically searching the waters off Bali in a race against time. The submarine went missing after its last reported dive on Wednesday, and concern is growing that it may have sunk too deep to recover. The Navy chief saying the submarine was expected to run out of oxygen by around 3 a.m. Saturday. A number of neighboring countries have been helping. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Now, the sub is believed to have just been had hours of oxygen left. Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader, is ending a three-week-long hunger strike. There were protests in Russia this week after his ally said that Navalny was near death. The U.S. had warned the Kremlin that it would be responsible if he died. Navalny's doctors on Thursday called for the opposition leader to stop, saying he could fall into a fatal coma within days. Coming up on KSL, maybe don't confess to a crime on a dating app. I'll tell you how one man learned that the hard way. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
We do have an accident on I-15 at 4500 South. Everybody out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
It's easier than ever to hear the breaking news most important to you. Listen in your car at 102.7 FM. And when you're home, tell your Google Home speaker or Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. In one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. And right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
Oh, Amanda, our friends at UCCU are thrilled to announce the opening of a couple of new branches, one in Draper, one in Harriman.
And to celebrate, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
For those who don't know what a UTV is, it stands for Utility Terrain Vehicle, also known as side-by-side, and it means fun for you and your family this spring and summer.
I saw this one, and it's beautiful, too. And entering is so easy, and it only takes a minute.
To enter to win, just stop by either one of UCCU's new branches.
In Draper, they're at 123rd South. Or in Harriman, they're located on Rosecrisp Road.
You can also enter now by visiting UCCU.com. It only takes a minute. Again, UCCU.com.
Plus, right now, when you transfer the balance you owe on a credit card or auto loan to UCCU, they'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or pay you $100 cash guaranteed.
Why shop for loans anywhere else than the low-rate leader? The more loans you switch to UCCU, the more you're going to save. Visit UCCU.com to learn more or start saving today. UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Two Utah men are facing charges after scamming people out of millions of dollars. Their scam involved a lie where they told people that they could turn dirt into gold. A New York man is in police custody after someone on a dating app turned him in for his involvement in the January 6th Capitol attack. Robert Chapman was arrested after a tip from someone who matched with him on the dating app Bumble. Chapman told his match he did storm the Capitol and made it all the way to Statuary Hall. His potential partner responded, "We are not a match," and then alerted the police. The FBI says Chapman also posted about his involvement on Facebook. One of the challenges for a manned mission to Mars is oxygen, but thanks to a Utah company who recently conducted an experiment on the red planet, that challenge may have been solved. Joseph Hartvigsen with Oxyon Energy says that they were able to use resources from Mars to extract oxygen.
It becomes the oxidant for the ascent vehicle propulsion, the propellant, rocket propellant.
In addition, that oxygen would be used by the astronauts. The amount of oxygen created wouldn't sustain a human, but before a manned mission to Mars, much larger equipment would be sent. A Park City dentist is getting a deal for a record. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Jonathan Colin, known as Dr. John, founded his own dental office. He also leads the roots music band Mountain Time. He's coming out with a new song, which will soon be available on all streaming services with a new deal with a London-based record label. Here's a little taste of another of his songs.
Come on, young fellas, so young and so fine. Seek not your fortune in the damn dreary mind.
Colin's joining to that deal started 2 decades ago when he moved to Park City to practice dentistry. He's been honing his guitar and vocal skills ever since. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria, and welcome back. We are looking at a delay-free drive on your Salt Lake County freeways, but we still have some issues out there. One is an accident northbound I-15 at 4500 South. It's out of traffic on the shoulder. And then right past that is going to be a stalled vehicle northbound I-15 that's been blocking a right lane of traffic, and they're also trying to get that moved out of the way. In Utah County, we still had the left lane blocked to traffic due to a crash on the exit ramp from southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. ARUP Blood Services is in critical need for blood donations. Surgery schedules are fuller than ever, and blood donations have decreased, and they need your help. Visit utahblood.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get the latest on the forecast. Looks like a nice weekend. Here's Grant Wayman.
It is warming up this weekend. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 58 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Senator Mike Lee has a question for the CDC. We will walk you through his comments coming up right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Jeff Kaplan here with Amanda Dixon.
We're here to talk about the opportunity for our KSL listeners to go a little deeper into the news. And for us, Jeff, to listen to a little bit of Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson. Okay, here's Boyd.
The thing that I loved in Washington were the people who actually worked at the United States Capitol. They loved that building and the history that it contained. People come from all over the world and walk around that town in just this hushed reverence for what it means, what liberty means, what freedom means.
Wow.
I love Boyd Matheson's optimism.
He helps me remember my patriotism.
And I love how he finishes this thought.
The thing that I really took away, though, from my time in D.C. is just how strong the country really is.
So many people on the air are part of the problem. Boyd is part of the solution.
Amanda, thank you.
It's an expanded Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Afternoons from 1 until 3 on KSL News Radio.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years,
including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Two Utahns are sentenced to federal prison after a phone scam that reportedly took in $8 million. Prosecutors say they told their victims they could essentially turn dirt into gold. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the CDC now says there are 15 confirmed cases of blood clots after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, the agency is reviewing the use of that vaccine today. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meeks.
That's going to be northbound I-15 where you have a stalled vehicle. It is now out of traffic over to the right shoulder. It's right about, it's after 45th South, but before 33rd South. You'll see a lot of vehicles over to the shoulder. It's caused just a little bit of curiosity slowing in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some high clouds at 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
59 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the review meeting for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, a CDC doctor telling the panel of health experts there are now 15 confirmed cases of blood clots reported in women after they received the single-dose shot. Three of those women died, that out of 8 million J&J doses administered in the U.S.
A CDC advisory panel is meeting to discuss whether or not the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is linked to rare blood clots and whether to recommend if the pause should stay in place. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is calling for swift action following the panel's analysis.
Part of that risk-benefit analysis is who would prefer or wouldn't otherwise have access to two-dose vaccines and really wants the J&J vaccine or would otherwise not get it.
Elizabeth Scholze, ABC News, Washington.
That panel could make a decision later today. In his final public remarks in a virtual climate summit with world leaders, President Biden touting green jobs.
On day two of his virtual climate summit, President Biden said tackling climate change gives the U.S. and other countries an opportunity to invest in job creation and boost the economy.
As we transition to a clean energy future, we must ensure that workers who have thrived in yesterday's and today's industries have as bright a tomorrow in the new industries.
The president said that under his administration, the U.S. is, quote, once again stepping into the leadership in tackling climate change. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
In California, recall efforts taking a new turn for current Governor Gavin Newsom. Today, former Olympic decathlete and reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner tweeted, quote, I'm in, the longtime Republican, making a run to unseat Newsom amid the recall over his handling of the pandemic. And Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny announcing on Instagram he's ending his 24-day prison hunger strike, he says, after getting medical attention. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Utah Senator Mike Lee is concerned about the CDC's guidance for kids and masks. The senator sent a letter to the CDC director asking how the agency came up with the age of 2 and older to wear masks in public. He joined Utah's Morning News on KSL News Radio earlier today to explain.
You know, it's crazy. We still don't know how exactly they came to this number. That's why I sent a letter to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who's the director at the CDC. You know, anyone who's traveled with a two-year-old knows that it can be very difficult to communicate to a child that young why they need to wear a mask. Compliance can also be difficult. And, you know, this really makes us outliers compared to other countries. In Switzerland, you don't have to wear a mask till you're 12. In the UK and in France, it's children who are 11 and up. In Italy, it's 6 and up. Even the World Health Organization, which is, you know, sometimes goes overboard, says 5 and up. The significantly lower age requirement here raises a bunch of questions about the susceptibility of young children to COVID-19, the rate at which they transmit the disease, and their developmental ability to comply with the mask requirements. That's why I raised all these questions for the CDC director and look forward to getting a response. Now, look, if there's sound medical science behind it, then I think most people will be inclined to want to follow that. But they've never provided that science to us, and it's time to do so.
29 other House and Senate lawmakers joined that letter to the CDC questioning their guideline. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. And Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We have a stalled vehicle northbound I-15 prior to 3300 South. They have been able to get it moved out of traffic over to the shoulder. And then before that, an accident northbound I-15 at 4500 South. That also on the shoulder, but you are still going to see a little bit of busy traffic as you go from Murray into the South Salt Lake area of I-15. Other than that, you've got a good drive on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Some heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 from Roy down to Sunset. But by the time you're hitting SR 193 700 South Clearfield, you're right back to good speeds. Fly on over to Box Elder County's Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Stroll along the wetland wonders and marsh trails. Head downtown and check out the local shops and restaurants. Visit boxelder.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman is here with a look at our 7-day forecast.
It's sun and clouds, mid-60s we go today. Tomorrow we'll see cloudy and 69 and then 66 Sunday. More clouds, some showers that evening. We get rain on Monday and a high of 54. More showers on Tuesday and 56. Sun comes back out Wednesday up to 64 and 69 again on Thursday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
All right, now 59 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. Both the Dow and the NASDAQ up by more than 200 points. An update of your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%. APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only a 0.25% can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan, so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
If you have Medicaid and you're 65 or older, or you have a disability, you could receive lots of extra money-saving benefits every year from Molina Healthcare. Just sign up for our special Molina Medicare Complete Care Plan. Every year, you could get $3,000 in dental coverage, an eye exam plus $300 for eyewear. You can get a hearing exam and two hearing aids, and more than $1,000 for over-the-counter items. Molina Medicare Complete Care lets you keep all your Medicaid benefits, and it has a vast network of doctors. Best of all, it offers you valuable extra benefits you deserve. If you have Medicaid, call Molina Healthcare today at 866-533-1043. That's 866-533-1043. Molina Medicare Complete Care, HMO-SMP, is a health plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with a state Medicaid program. Enrollment in Molina Medicare Complete Care depends on contract renewal. Product offered by Molina Healthcare of Utah, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Molina Healthcare, Inc.
Would you like to take BYU classes? You can. An exciting new program, Flex GE at BYU, allows students not admitted to BYU to earn transferable credits and enjoy campus life. The application process is quick and easy. Sign up now for in-person or online spring and summer term classes. 12-month online enrollments are also available. Learn more at flexge.byu.edu. That's flexge.byu.edu.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
KSL News Time 1224, a freshman on the University of Kentucky basketball team who entered the NBA draft has died in a car accident. ABC's Todd Ant has details.
Terrence Clark was in Los Angeles when LAPD say surveillance video showed he was driving at a very high rate of speed in the San Fernando Valley area when he ran a red light, collided with another vehicle, hit a streetlight pole, and then a block wall. He was pronounced dead at Northridge Hospital. Celtics guard Kemba Walker got to know Terrence, who's from Dorchester, Massachusetts.
He's a very, very good kid, always smiling, always energetic. That's really tough news to hear.
At 6'7" with pro skills, Clark was in his first year at Kentucky and was a top prospect for the upcoming NBA draft. Terrence Clark was 19. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Snapchat now has more Android users and iOS. The Android app added 15 million new users in the last few months. That makes for 280 million daily users. Toys are selling like crazy right now. Toymaker Mattel had sales nearly double in the last quarter. Dolls led the trend, with families spending over $870 million on toys in the last few months. KSL Drives, a change is coming in California when it comes to auto pollution standards. Transportation Department is moving to reverse a bid from former President Trump. The rule was meant to keep states from setting their own emission requirements. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 229 points. That's nearly a full percent. It's sitting at 34,043. S&P 500 up by 47. That's up more than a percent. The NASDAQ up 1.5%. It's up by 209 points. Another historic launch for SpaceX and NASA. Four astronauts were launched into space early this morning, headed to the International Space Station aboard a recycled Crew Dragon capsule. ABC's Gio Benitez reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
And liftoff. Godspeed, Endeavour, and Crew 2.
This morning, a spectacular pre-dawn launch carrying four astronauts into space aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon.
Now making their way to the one and only International Space Station.
A flawless launch. You can see the space capsule flying through the air.
Stage one, throttle up.
Then there was the breathtaking sight in the sky after the rocket separated from the Dragon, looking like a pulsing halo.
Again, SpaceX, trajectory nominal.
Central to this mission on the space station, medical research. NASA's acting administrator telling me that's key for understanding viruses and treatments, especially crucial during the pandemic. And they're doing it all in almost no gravity.
And it will take about 23 hours for the astronauts to reach the space station. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Had enough of racism? Selective rage, incredible outrage, is not advancing conversations about critical issues. The solution from Boyd Matheson. Americans regularly demonstrate we're really good at moments, but it seems to me that we've become less and less able to foster and sustain movements.
You can't miss the expanded Inside Sources. Think differently.
1 to 3 each day.
Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's update your drive. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Still have the two problems in Murray on northbound I-15, an accident right about 4500 south, and then a little after that, a stalled vehicle out of traffic on the right shoulder. So it is a little heavy and slow as you're approaching and passing 4500 south on the northbound side of I-15. Then delays in Weber and Davis County, southbound I-15. Now, this is due to road work from Riverdale at the I-84 junction down to Sunset at 2300 north. More slowdowns as you're going from Kaysville towards Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we check your traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Meets a Senate cloud 65 today. It is warming up for the weekend. More clouds tomorrow. We're near 70 and clouds mid-60 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 59 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Another message of encouragement from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in regard to the COVID-19 vaccine. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains from Temple Square.
The church sent a letter to local leaders today saying all missionaries and prospective missionaries are encouraged to safeguard themselves and others by being vaccinated. They also say individuals are responsible to make their own decisions. The first presidency and senior leaders got their first doses in January. Mission leaders will let their missionaries know when they may receive it in different countries around the world. Prospective missionaries who choose not to get required immunizations like this one will be reassigned to their home country. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square is canceling a summer concert. The music for a summer evening concerts are usually held with Pioneer Day celebrations. The ongoing concerns over large gatherings is being blamed. At the same time, the choir is announcing the start of the 2021 audition process for new members. KSL's top national stories this hour. 66% of the U.S. population, 65 and older, is now fully vaccinated. That announcement from Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC.
We are well on our way to have one of our most vulnerable populations fully protected against this deadly virus, and that is a reason to celebrate.
Dr. Walensky also called for swift action as a CDC panel reviews the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine today. Dr. Anthony Fauci is optimistic about treatments for COVID-19. He shared the clinical data on therapeutics still being studied.
The case fatality rate of individuals has come down, very, very likely due to best practices being implemented, namely knowing how to taking care of patients better.
The White House also reporting the average number of new cases in the U.S. this week is down. California has gone from worst to first. New data shows the state that was hit so hard by the pandemic a few months ago now has the lowest per capita infection rate in the country. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Why California's COVID rate has plummeted isn't clear. Public health officials say maybe the California variant actually spread less, or so many people got COVID here a few months ago that there's a natural herd immunity. Or maybe it's because California's vaccination rates are higher than in many states, but California is now beating out Hawaii for having the lowest rate of spread. In January, hospital ICUs here were overwhelmed with COVID patients. Now they're nearly empty. And mortuaries here say COVID business has disappeared. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
It's getting warmer, so should you wear a mask outdoors? Here's some advice based on current CDC guidelines.
If you are in a crowded area where you can't distance, especially if you're unvaccinated, maybe you're with someone who may be high risk across the table from you in a short range, I still think there will be a place for masking outside, but most situations, I think we're going to be able to rip the mask off.
That is infectious disease expert Dr. Todd Ellerin. Britain is putting the brakes on people arriving from COVID-hit India. More from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
India now on the UK's red list, meaning British citizens flying into the UK from India is now quarantined in a government-approved hotel for 10 days. Welsh First Minister Mark Drakeford.
Every day we review the situation because there may be people who have returned to the United Kingdom more recently. And if they come from India, there will be a chance they have the Indian variant.
Under the new rules, non-UK residents or citizens are now banned from entering Britain if they've been in India the previous 10 days. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
India reported the world's highest single-day number of new cases since the pandemic began today for the second day in a row. Other national stories we are following, an Arizona sheriff is opening up about how his non-border county is feeling the pain of what's happening along the border. ABC's Jeremy Foster reports from Phoenix.
Pinal County covers a large area between Phoenix and Tucson in central Arizona. Sheriff Mark Lamb says while the border checkpoints are clogged with unaccompanied minors and families, the cartel is pushing military-aged men through the desert and into counties like his.
People wearing camouflage clothes, carpet shoes, they are trying to come into this country and detected. And then when we do confront them, they run from us. We're having almost a pursuit to two pursuits a day right now.
Earlier this week, Governor Doug Ducey deployed 250 National Guard troops to the southern border. Jeremy Foster, ABC News, Phoenix.
And coming up, we are speaking with Boyd Matheson about what is happening at the southern border, plus a look at your noontime drive.
Road work is going to slow you down. Southbound I-15, Riverdale to Sunset and Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Boyd Matheson. Gets you thinking. The Supreme Court is political is because Congress is failing to do their job. Because if you get held accountable, you lose power. Join an expanded Inside Sources from 1 to 3 this afternoon. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Refinancing your home mortgage can be a real pain if you're not working with a lender that knows the business and can close your loan in 12 to 22 days. Now the question is, who does that almost every single time? Loans by Rick. Rick and his team will keep you out of the mortgage jungle and get you a low rate too. Here's how you start the process. All you need to do is click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Rates are still near historic lows, which means big savings. But maybe you need some cash back to pay bills, taxes, or credit card debt. Or maybe it's time to get cash back to remodel your kitchen and bathroom. With rates so low, you can get cash back and lower your monthly payment, too. Rick will give you the personalized service that fits your situation, and he'll set your loan up so you don't have to bring any money to closing. When you work with Rick, you can stay focused on your life while Rick stays focused on your loan. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Lending, NMLS 287-106, or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241-179, are equal housing lenders. Interest rates mentioned are not APR rates. Some restrictions apply.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come plumbing. Troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Shopko Optical is growing in Salt Lake City and proud to serve Centerville with our newest location on Parrish Lane in front of Walmart. Schedule your eye exam by visiting shopko.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. We continue to hear stories from those seeking refuge at the U.S.-Mexico border. A new bipartisan bill from some Republican senators will seek to target that migrant surge. And Boyd Matheson joins me now to break it all down. And Boyd, what do you think about this new bill?
So I think it'll be part of an ongoing discussion. You know, a lot of this has been the result of what is happening at the border. The administration has gone from saying it was just concerning to now they're saying it is a crisis, not just a challenge. And so I think you're going to see a number of different things. This particular bill, it's a bipartisan bill from Senators Cornyn and Sinema, actually talks about getting into an investigation in terms of what is happening, how minors are being treated and handled in particular, just to make sure there's no abuse and that they're doing things properly down there.
Yeah, every day it seems like we hear a new report about how serious the conditions are. There was a sheriff in the county that is near the border today talking about this is a serious problem.
Yeah. And
this is not a political problem. This is a serious problem.
It's a people problem. Yeah.
And
we need to remember that there are two things that we have to remember are compatible principles in all of this, that compassion and rule of law are compatible. And so we Americans are the most compassionate people on the planet, first to show up when there's a disaster, first to donate in a time of need. The American people know how to be very compassionate. And we also have this thing called rule of law that's really important. I think part of the role that the vice president was tasked to play was kind of on that rule of law of how do we actually do this. The vice president went down to the didn't go to the border, but did go to the Northern Triangle of South America there to see, you know, what was going on. She made some interesting claims there in terms of the reason that people were coming to the border, including climate change and those kinds of things, which was an interesting thing. It was Earth Day. But I think there's so much more to that in terms of the way these governments are handling things. And we continue to dump money into a lot of them without any transparency or accountability. So that's not helping the people. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, the people are fleeing because there aren't jobs, there aren't opportunities, there's crime, there's violence, there's all of those things. So we really have to step back and look at this in the bigger picture of things and say, okay, how do we make sure that we're being compassionate, especially to the children that are being put at risk at the border? And then how do we have rule of law so that we have a system of immigration that actually works? Immigration is a big part of who we are as a country and adds great value to our country. We need to remember that and actually get to that discussion as opposed to just the talking points of the far left and the far right.
Right. Boyd, thank you for your insight. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way 1 to 3. Let's get a look at your drive now. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
We had a small accident in Tooele County. It was at SR 36 on the northbound side at Mills Junction, but they quickly got it moved completely out of traffic. We do have a new accident. It's southbound I-15 in Kaysville. We also have construction in that area. They do have it moved out of traffic to the shoulder, and you are going to see slowing southbound I-15 going from Roy into Sunset and from Kaysville towards Farmington, in part due to construction. And then a new accident in Lehigh, northbound I-15, not far from 2100 North. That's being moved out of traffic. Show your mom just how much your love for her has grown with a hanging basket or planter from Olson's Greenhouse. Made with love, Olson's planters and hanging baskets brighten your space and provides long-lasting enjoyment. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It is warming up this weekend. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Don't we love that? We are looking at highs tomorrow close to 70 degrees. Right now, 59 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, one Utah State University basketball player is helping others on and off the court. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this week's Heart of Utah. It's up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all day companion for news.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. This year, get the perfect gift for the mother in your life. A gift she'll use all year long. Give her the best gift ever. A blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture creates the amazingly soft, amazingly comfy, and amazingly different Minky blanket. Save 45% off your Mother's Day Minky blanket by using the promo code FM10045 at checkout. Shop online at MinkyCouture.com or at any of Minky Couture's 6 locations. Get your mom the best gift ever. A blanket from Minky Couture.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the year I remodel that kitchen.
This is the year I update that patio.
This is the year I expand that home office.
This is the year it can all happen with a home equity credit line from Zions Bank. Get 1.99% intro APR for the first 6 months, 3.50% to 5.00% variable APR thereafter. Apply today at zionsbank.com/home equity or call 1-800-789-5626 to learn more about costs and terms. Loan subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See Bank for details. Division of Zions Bank Corporation. NA member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 467014.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
KSL News Time, 1245.
Missionaries for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints encouraged to get the COVID-19 vaccine, either before they leave or while they are serving right now. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
And that is the first thing you need to know this hour. Second, U.S. officials are optimistic about how many people are getting the COVID shot. 66% of the U.S. population, 65 and older, is now fully vaccinated. Third is a look at our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
And we do have delays. This is going to be southbound I-15. It starts just as you're leaving Layton, going all the way through Kaysville, plus a new accident. This is going to be northbound I-15 at 114th South in Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
In the 60s we go. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Almost there, 59 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The CDC panel could decide today whether to lift the pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The CDC confirming there are 15 cases of blood clots under review, including 3 deaths. Meantime, across the U.S., new COVID cases are on the decline.
Some welcome good news in the pandemic. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says new COVID-19 cases are down to an average of 62,500 per day in the past week.
This is a 10% drop in average cases from the prior week, and a hopeful trend.
The average of daily deaths from COVID-19 is also lower. Walensky celebrated the milestone that 2/3 of adults age 65 and older are now fully vaccinated. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden still working to sell his infrastructure proposal to lawmakers. It will be funded, he says, in part by a corporate tax hike. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
It will only affect people making more than $1 million a year. That's 0.3% of taxpayers.
Republicans say it's still too expensive. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. This spring in March Madness, more of the nation was introduced to the headband-wearing, bald USU basketball player named Brock Miller. His dedication on the court is matched by his efforts off the court to help other young people around the state feel more accepted and valued. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this week's Heart of Utah report.
The Aggies, Miller in the corner.
Number 22, Brock Miller, grew up in Sandy in a basketball-playing family. When he was 12 years old, he started losing patches of hair because of an autoimmune disease.
We had no idea what was going on. I feel like luckily, I guess, enough, I was so young, I didn't really know what to really think about it. And then we went to the doctor and found out that I have alopecia.
Middle school was difficult.
And so I've always had a special place in my heart for those kids that have been bullied and, you know, kids that feel like they're alone. Because I've felt that before. Believing in God and also having an outlet like basketball was something that those two things were able to help me kind of channel that.
Miller became an example for others. People didn't know his name, but they knew he was the bald basketball player at Brighton High School. On his mission in Argentina, a tall, bald elder stood out even more. But it gave him opportunities to talk about the gospel and serve others.
So here is Brock Miller. He's so good at coming off screen.
In 2017, he started playing ball at Utah State. Being on the team gave him even more opportunities to help others.
Had multiple people reach out to me about their kids that have it, or people that they know that their kids or their friends have it. And I've been able to have a couple of kids up to some basketball games, and another kid, Grayson, he came up to, and he was able to come into like the locker room, and he was down in warmups. He was sitting on the bench while we were warming up before a game. That experience was super awesome. I went to lunch. His name is Ian. I went to lunch a couple of days ago, had a great time. He chose a smash burger for lunch. So yeah, we had to go get a bacon cheeseburger. It's just crazy to me because he'd had alopecia for 4 or 5 years and he'd never met somebody.
Miller says these are incredible experiences for him.
I think it gives him a little spark of hope and a sense of, you know, that they're worth something, and they're wanted, and that they're important. And no matter if you have hair or don't have hair.
Miller has been married for 2 years to who he calls his beautiful wife, Bailey. He's starting the MBA program at Utah State and looking forward to what the basketball team can accomplish with their new head coach. So you'll still see the headband on the court in Logan and hopefully in next year's March Madness tournament too. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, you've had a couple trouble spots out there today.
We definitely have. For those in Draper, northbound on I-15, we have an accident in the HOV lane as you're approaching 114 south, and that's definitely going to slow you down if you're coming around the point of the mountain through Bluffdale and towards Bangor Highway. You'll see the backups at about 123rd south. Then southbound I-15 roadwork is slowing down drivers in Davis County. The delays start right about Layton Parkway, but Kaysville traffic really gets bunched up and slow. That left lane is blocked to traffic. Expect delays there. You're actually looking at a pretty good drive on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Right now at Friendly Home Services, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Call 801-923-6355 or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has a look at the weekend and his 7-day forecast.
It's sun and clouds, mid-60s we go today. Tomorrow we'll see cloudy and 69, and then 66 Sunday, more clouds, some showers that evening. We get rain on Monday and a high of 54, more showers on Tuesday and 56. Sun comes back out Wednesday up to 64 and 69 again on Thursday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 59 degrees downtown.
I'll bet you didn't know that a will does not avoid probate. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I'll say that one again. A will does not avoid probate. Probate is a lawsuit that often only benefits creditors. Not only that, the state court makes your financial picture public to anyone who's nosy enough to want to see it. What a loss of privacy. A properly structured trust drafted by an attorney will help avoid probate. And those trusted qualified attorneys can be found at Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a full-service financial services firm that has helped thousands of families, and we can do the same for you. Our team of fiduciary advisors and trust attorneys can help get your financial life in order and keep it in order. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 1-899-7600.
Estate planning services offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
At Volkswagen Southtown, you choose the offer. Get zero payments for 6 months or double your down payment where $2,000 becomes $4,000. Or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Are you in a lease and wished you'd bought? Or bought a car and wished you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Choose from zero payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or as low as 0% APR on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Don't miss out. Get to Volkswagen Southtown today. Just off of I-15 and 106 South. Visit VWSouthTown.com today.
Financing through VCI OAC. Trade offer for 2010 and newer Highlines excluded.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over? I'm not sure about her new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma. I love you too.
Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
KSL News Time, 12:54. She's a former Olympic decathlete and a reality TV star. Now she's putting her name in to run for governor of California.
With a tweet reading, "I'm in," Caitlyn Jenner, who is a longtime Republican, is now running for governor of California to unseat Governor Gavin Newsom in a likely recall election like what was seen in 2003 when Governor Gray Davis was recalled and Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor. A growing list of celebrity names like former porn star Mary Carey are all running again. In her announcement, Jenner bashing Governor Newsom for his performance during COVID in California. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. Home prices don't seem to be slowing down anytime soon. National Association of Realtors says prices jumped an average of 17% last month. Some airports are trying to make the experience more friendly by hiring counselors and chaplains. They'll be walking around helping out stressed out travelers. Pepsi Blue is coming back in May for the first time in years. The bright blue drink will be berry flavored and available in stores by May 3rd. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 264 points, sitting at 34,080. S&P 500 up by 52 points, and the NASDAQ up by more than 1.5%, up 228 points. Expect some traffic snarls on the Timpanogos Highway at night over the weekend. Crews will be blocking off traffic in alternating directions to install beams for a new pedestrian bridge. UTA spokesperson Carl Arkey says projects like this are part of their efforts to provide closer access to public transportation.
We think that this will enhance that first and last mile, or at least address that first and last mile issue that seems to be a hurdle for a lot of people and using public transportation.
Tonight at 11, the westbound lanes will be closed and eastbound traffic will be limited to two lanes. Tomorrow night, the directions will be reversed. Pictures and video from a track meet in Logan showing a dog racing past the lead runner. They've gone viral.
I was like, this is a dog. This is a dog on the track. And so it's kind of crazy. And there's a lot of stuff going through my head.
After the race, Gracie Laney asked for a picture with the only thing that crossed the line ahead of her. The dog's owners say Holly loves to run, and when she saw the baton, she took off so fast that she pulled the leash out of their hands.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.